WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our rock historian, Ed Ward, has a profile of bluesman Sleepy John Estes. He was one of the trailblazers whose songs were so memorable they've become American classics. And Ed says, unlike so many stories of the blues, Estes's story has a happy ending.
Although Memphis has a long and honorable blues tradition, somehow Tennessee isn't the first place people think about when it comes to country blues. Nonetheless, Sleepy John Estes, who was probably second only to Robert Johnson in his impact on the blues world, was born in Ripley, a small town 50 miles northeast of Memphis, and spent much of his life farming in Brownsville. That is, when he wasn't writing those famous songs.
After a war, I was a diving dove. I would dive on the bottom, now I would come up.
Diving Duck Blues was recorded in 1929 in Estes' first recording session. At 25, Sleepy John, whose nickname came from the drooping eyelid over his blind eye, the result of a baseball accident, was already a 10-year performing veteran, and his mandolin player, Yank Rachel, had been a professional musician since he'd been 11. With Jab Jones playing jug, Estes and Rachel roamed the countryside, playing dances, making certain that they hit Memphis for the fall cotton harvest. It was there, in 1929, that a talent scout got them to make their first records.
Now,
the record company knew what it had. It paid the three men a phenomenal $300 apiece for the session, which they promptly blew in a week-long orgy of wine, women, and song in West Helena, Arkansas. Then Estes went back to his farm. There was another session in 1930, but the Depression was killing off blues record sales, so for the next few years, Estes farmed during most of the year and hoboed all over the place with harmonica player Hammy Nixon during the winter.
Now I left for Ripley. The weather was kind of cool. Now when I left a Ripley, the weather was kind of cool. Said, boy, y'all be careful, probably you might catch the flu.
In 1934, Hammy told Estes that he'd made a session with another player and that the Decca Company was looking for blues singers. Estes went to Chicago and cut a number of tracks, among them a song many consider his masterpiece, a tale of near death by drowning, Floating Bridge.
Now I never will forget that floating bridge. Now I never will forget that floating bridge. Now we'll forget that floating bridge. Tell me 5 minutes time on the water I was here, when I was gold, ran down, I thought of my hand. Now when I was gold, ran down, I thought of my hand. Now when I was gold, ran down, I thought of my hand. Please take me on dry land.
Hammy Nixon, whom you hear playing harmonica behind John, rescued him. And that was just one of Nixon's gifts to the blues. He was also Sonny Boy Williamson's harmonica teacher. Estes continued to record until 1941, but he never got rich, and he went back to subsistence farming in Brownsville, Tennessee, living in deepest poverty for 20 years. His records, however, lived on. Muddy Waters, Arthur Crudup, and Big Joe Williams recorded his songs, and they became a favorite among the emerging folk revival crowd. One day, one of those young white guys showed up at his door. Sleepy John Estes had been rediscovered. Soon, he and Hammy Nixon and Yank Rachel were playing the Newport Folk Festival, touring with the American Folk Blues Festival through Europe, and, to everyone's surprise, jamming with contemporary bluesmen on his increasingly frequent trips to Chicago.
Knock, knock, baby, let your daddy see. You got we keep on worrying me now, mama. Fool around all night. Now I may look like I'm crazy, but I'm doing all right. See me coming, put your...
Sleepy John Estes died on his farm in Brownsville in 1977. He'd lived to see stardom again, and this time it had put money in his pocket.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle.